Hi, Spencer Rivers here with the Thursday edition of Well, What Do You Know? Well, I know this afternoon I get my second Moderna shot, so we'll see if we have any side effects or not, huh? All right, let's move on. 10-year-old kid in Minnesota took his family minivan out while his parents were sleeping this past Sunday, and when the cops stopped him, he said he was going to buy some Cheerios. Fortunately, no one got hurt, no one facing any charges. The woman with the Guinness World Record with the longest fingernails just had them cut off. They were 24 feet, 7 inches long in total, and now one of the big things she's looking forward to is not having to be so careful in the bathroom. I can imagine that. A woman in Florida stole a car on a solo test drive on Monday. She didn't realize the car had OnStar. So the police were able to track her down immediately and arrest her. There's been a scientific study made. Scientists think they figured out why redheads have a higher tolerance for pain. And it has something to why they're so vulnerable to sunburns. It has something to do with that. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital found the cells that determine hair and skin color also change the way we process pain. A cell mutation that makes redheads red and causes them to sunburn quickly also boosts their threshold for pain. Sad story here. A woman dove into a charity bin looking for a great find, ended up finding the end of the road. 43-year-old woman found dead by someone dropping off clothes outside a mall. Cops think she was dumpster diving, got caught in the bin's door that are designed as an entry but not an exit. That is just sad. A woman in Dallas has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for injecting silicone into a dancer's butt, but ended up killing her. Real cosmetic surgeons use fat transfers or butt enhancements, but in this case, the silicone went into the woman's bloodstream and it became trapped in her lungs. Oh boy, deadly combination. Don't say you haven't been warned. That's it for this Thursday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. I'm Spencer Rivers.